And welcome, everybody, and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
So let's get started. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to basically outline what I'm going to teach today. And I'm really excited to be teaching this because this is a lot of fun, what we're going to be doing. We're going to start off with eye accessing cues. And if you've read an NLP book before taking this training, or if you've read the assigned reading, you've probably already come across this, so you probably have you're a little bit familiar with it. And we're going to learn strategies today, like the spelling strategy, decision strategy, motivation strategy. And then we're going to go into synesthesias. And if you can pronounce that right the first time, you get extra points. And then we're going to go, part of synesthesias is what we call eye movement integration. And sometimes they just refer to it as EMI. So eye accessing cues was, so NLP started in the early 1970s. It's hard to say exactly what year it started because it depends on who you say started it and what it, you know, when was that exact time that it actually started taking off. But it actually had a name in 1975. And that's about the time that eye accessing cues were discovered. And then shortly thereafter, they started creating strategies. So about 1975, they had the meta model, the Milton model, and eye accessing cues, and representational systems, and maybe a few other techniques. It really started to come together with strategies, and that was around 1975. About 1975 to the early 1980s, that's about all you had. That's what the totality of NLP was. And then you started going into meta programs and belief change work and other processes that they started to create timelines. You'll learn some of that as we go forward. And then with the fascinating thing about eye movements and eye accessing cues is that your eyes are actually brain tissue that's exposed. And people are looking at me like, their eyes are going like that. So that only tells me what your brain is doing right now. So, and what they discovered was that where you move your eyes is accessing certain neurology in your brain. And this can tell you a lot about what a person, not what a person's thinking, but how a person is thinking. What is the process of their thinking? And this can be very valuable information, especially when you start considering strategies and how to elicit strategies in yourself and in other people, and then modeling your own success strategies, and then taking strategies that are not getting you what you want and then changing them to more successful strategies. This is not complicated, and it is definitely something that you will have a certain amount of understanding and ability with this by the end of the day. And then the more you practice it, it's kind of like a rabbit hole, and it just goes deeper and deeper and deeper. And some of people have mastered strategies to the point where they don't actually have to ask people, or they don't have to elicit it verbally. They can just ask you a question, and before they even answer, they can see the strategy firing off by your eye movements, facial movements, even gestures and physiology, and that's where your sensory acuity starts to come in.